Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon.
As usual, I'm Max.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Nikon's shoulder hair. And together we're...
Together we're... Max, Nikki, and Nikon's shoulder hair.
I feel like you paused for a second, Nikon, because you were deciding whether or not to say... I'm Nikon or and I'm Nikon.
No, what was really happening was I was trying to figure out how to squeeze shoulder hair in there. So now we know. Behind the music.
Remember Behind the Music? Those were interesting back then.
Just to be sure, Nick, you're recording on Zoom, correct?
That's correct.
I recall.
I am.
Oh, yes. I was saying got it. That's right.
Yeah, I said got it.
So guys, let's get into it. How are we doing?
Great. Hot. It's hot.
It's hot.
It is in the 90s. It's a great day for baseball. It's a hot day for baseball.
It's a hot day for baseball.
In
a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
That's my Vince Scully impression. This Sunday, come to Family Fun Day, where you can get $1 hot dogs and $5 soda cans. I don't know if that makes any sense. I just realized... But you would see that. You would hear that always on the baseball announcer.
So
get your Dodger dogs for $1 this Sunday on Family Fun Day. Something like that.
Nikon, you excited about 4th of July tomorrow?
Not particularly. I've had nothing but underwhelming 4th of Julys on the East Coast.
Well, be you prepared to be even more underwhelmed, because tomorrow it's planned to thunderstorm. By the gods, planning a thunderstorm.
Is that true?
It's gonna be a thunderstorm.
I guess my proactive pessimism, my proactive underwhelmment was prescient.
Is it your fault that it's gonna thunderstorm then?
No, I don't believe in that kind of nonsense.
But if you do a rain dance, maybe that'll help.
Now that's real.
You guys, I just a couple hours ago. I did acupuncture.
For what?
The first time in a year and a half. For allergies. I went out on a date a couple of days ago.
Oh.
And
let's talk about it.
I told the girl that I had bad allergies, and she said she used to have bad allergies. And she said she went to this guy in Chinatown, in the Manhattan Chinatown, who is known as the allergy guy for acupuncture. And she's like, it cured my allergies. I only had to go once, and then I just go once every 2 years. And I just thought, okay, this sounds pretty good.
Sounds too good to be true.
It sounds too good to be true. I went.
I have my doubts.
And he put
Where are the results?
About 10 needles in me, but he did something I had never experienced before. He attached this electric machine to the needles to cause them to vibrate.
and it
caused my shaking in my arms. Involuntarily shaking, you know, and it was weird. It felt very weird. And they're like, don't worry, the shaking is normal. And I looked it up. This machine is apparently a more effective way and more efficient way to do acupuncture, apparently.
Nice. That reminds me of something completely different, which is that my parents refer to the vibrate function on their phones as vibrator. So my dad will be
a bit of snot just came out of my nose.
My dad will be like, hey, Nushin, your vibrator is going off. And I have to just stand there and like just pretend I didn't hear that.
And they say it
the
in public.
The alternative is to like talk.
Dad.
Oh, Bryce Shell says, hey, babe, we just posted a clip today on Instagram. On the Splitting Hairs Instagram.
It was when you were not here, Nikon.
It was when we had the guest host, Peter, and we talked about using the word babe with your significant other.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's a good topic. That was the topic of the episode.
No, it was just a short little thing aside.
Do you use babe?
No, I can't. I can't bring myself to do that.
Well, so it was our guest co-host,
Peter.
Peter was saying that he and his now wife.
They did it as a joke at first.
But then it became a real thing, actually.
Sure, yeah.
And then they actually had to, now every time they say it, they have to owe each other a dollar or something like that.
That's fun.
That's right, Jamila. it was a tangent that was formed on that episode.
That's right. Oh, wait, hold on. Nikki, I was going to say, with the shaking, though, did you, like, start punching him and be like, I'm sorry, it's involuntary. Hey, it's not my fault.
No, that, no.
So far, so good, the results?
I don't know. I mean,
you just had it.
I tell you, when I got up, it was like, it felt like my arms were, like, incapacitated almost, you know? And then it almost, like, took a few minutes to keep it, you know, get it back
now,
going.
More importantly, tell us about this date. And
oh, no, I don't know.
Well, Nikki had spaghetti arms during the acupuncture, and then for the date, he had popsicle toes.
Tell us about you either got to talk about your popsicle toes or about just give us something about
it. It was an afternoon date, and you know what? Okay. I realize an afternoon first date is the best kind of situation.
Oh,
I realize.
Yeah. It's low
no
stakes.
Duh. It's yeah. It's no less duh. Pressure.
What are you new to this?
New to this?
I've been going. I've had a few first dates recently, and most of them have been at night.
Oh,
night.
What?
And
really? Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, listen, you can't go wrong.
It makes sense. You get to work. Yeah. Everyone's got work, you know.
But, man, it was, I feel like we both felt more at ease and.
Nice.
I felt.
What'd you do?
I felt more confident. Oh, we just went to like a coffee shop, and neither of us got coffee. But.
So you just loitered.
Yeah, no, I got a bottle of water, and she got like a. Kombucha thing or something like that.
Okay, nice.
Kombucha.
Did you pay? Kombucha. Did you pay for her? Did you pay for her kombucha?
I would have, but she got there early and she got it for herself already.
Oh wow. Okay. Did she buy you your water?
No. But she should have.
Yeah, she should have. As a penalty for showing up first.
Did you hear Nikki say kombucha, not kombucha?
Well, it's kombucha.
Sounds like my dad.
Well, it's
he
kombucha.
Would say something
it's
like
kombucha
that.
That's made by Cammy, so it's kombucha.
There you go.
It's like, you know, my older brother does this, and I think my dad does. They call it Yahoo, not Yahoo. They call it Yahoo.
Yeah, a lot of people call it Yahoo.
Oh,
that's funny.
I hate that.
I don't know. Some of
like,
these
that
things
sounds old. That sounds like an old person.
Some of these things, they're just silly. I don't know. Everybody's different type of things. I don't know.
What about this? Do you call it coupon or coupon?
Oh, I say coupon, but I appreciate it when people say coupon because, again, it sounds silly.
I say coupon. I think it's because of my dad, actually.
It is from my dad. It might be a thing from the, you know, he grew up in Missouri. But
it's got to be one of those,
Midwestern type of things. But I will say.
What are we in a line or something? You know, the Q?
There's a joke there somewhere.
You wouldn't, it's OU. Coup, as in like Ooh. It's French, like a French thing.
It coupon. It is a French
coupon.
Wait.
One more question. Are you going to see this girl again?
I think so. We were just planning on something a couple 30 minutes ago.
What'd nice. You say? Excellent.
You say class.
You can see this, last. Are you going to see this last again?
Oh, this last. Yes, I believe so.
Nice. And is it going to be more formal than an afternoon loitering session? Or
what if your date was outside a liquor store and you just
loitered outside? That was one of those weird laughs that hurt my ribs just now. Yes, I one would hope so, Nikon.
All right.
That
it's
an evening loitering session.
I think actually what you should do is you had a little sit down coffee date, ma'am. Now you do a walk, like an evening, like maybe a late afternoon walk.
Maybe Max is right, you know? Hopefully my allergies are gone and then we could actually walk through the park unaffected.
Oh, how delightful would that be?
Yeah. I did go on a date a few years ago. It was a second date and we walked through Prospect Park, and over the course of the date, man, my allergies really started to kick in, and it was like, it was pretty bad by the end of the day.
Oh man, that sucks.
All right.
But anyway, Max.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Station business.
Station business. Bum ba dum. Station business. Wait, station business. Yeah, that's better. Was I there?
The next Vintage Basement with Max and Nikki is on July 16th. It's a Sunday night, 7 p.m. At Young Ethel's in Park Slope. For you New Yorkers or those visiting New York, it is the summertime and there might be tourists. Please, it's a free show.
You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. You want to make sure you get a spot, so reserve ahead of time.
And you'll be able to reserve those seats starting tomorrow.
Where can they do that?
Just go to maxandiggy.com. You will find the appropriate links.
And, yeah, who do we got on the show? We got Tom Delgado.
We've got Sagar Bot.
Sagar Bot. Actually, no, it's not Sagar. It's Sagar.
Sagar Bot.
Sorry, we've always mispronounced his name, and I feel bad about that, but I believe it's Sagar.
We've got Ariel Elias, and we have...
Ariel Elias of, you know...
Dave Merhaeghi. The TV show Rami, if anybody has seen that.
All right.
The Hulu show Rami. Anyway, and
so stacked lineup.
Down the line, for the first couple weeks of August, we'll be in Los Angeles and we'll be doing some shows there. So keep an eye out for that.
Stacked UConn. Lineup. Sorry, what?
Bob Seger.
Nikon,
any station business?
None for me this week, boys.
I did see you promote on your Instagram, maybe on your Facebook too.
He took a picture with his mother while he was wearing his very...
And she was wearing them too, actually.
Onus Optics. You're not allowed to promote at Nikon until you start doing stand-up again. But we can do it for you.
Thank you.
Onus Optics. Check them out, guys. Not only are the sunglasses, but they're a cover for your nose so you don't get sunburned.
You know what's funny? We were just watching a clip of the jerk.
Exactly. Right, yeah.
And then it's just so funny. That movie's really funny, damn. I mean,
it is, yeah. I got to revisit it. It's been a while, but yeah.
It was kind of a revelation for us, I think, we watched it for the first time when we were 9 or 10, I think. And man, were we cracking up. And we just revisited some clips from it. We're just like, man, this is so funny.
Are we ready to get in a grammar corner?
I think so. I mean, if we have grammar to get cornered.
I do have some grammar I've thought of.
Okay, let's hear it.
Grammar corner. Grammar. I don't know. I don't like the end.
You got to try.
You got to try these new things.
Yeah.
Wait, how about this? Bum. Like kind of like, think of the last sound on A Day in the Life by the Beatles. Think of like a loud, orchestral kind of bum.
Sure. I can get behind that.
So we all know how much of a pet peeve it is for me when people go as far as something, something, but they don't say goes or is concerned,
Is concerned, yeah.
As far as microphones are concerned or as far as microphones go, they'll just say as far as microphones. And I'm like, okay, you didn't finish the thought. Well, there's something new that I've realized that people have been doing and it's really annoying.
Well, let's hear it.
I just want to make sure I wrote it down.
It was that important.
So they go. They go.
Yes.
The suspense is killing me.
Oh my goodness! This is killing me.
This is part of it. I think.
Hold on. Oh yeah. They'll go.
This is all part of it.
Hold on. I got to think of an example. Sorry. Okay, I'll go to the other thing because it also has to do with as far as well.
Okay.
They'll go like this. They'll say something like, as far as theoretically.
No.
Yes.
Way.
They'll put an adverb after as far as and not even complete the thought too.
Oh,
it's so weird. It's like, as far as theoretically, I think that
Yes, totally.
It's really annoying.
Actually, that reminds me of a thing that I guess I understand it. I don't know if it's totally a pet peeve, but maybe it's a little bit. People will say, hypothetically, you can do this. And when they mean theoretically, because hypothetically, you can do anything. In a hypothetical world, anything's possible.
Oh, okay.
But they mean theoretically because that means, it's possible that
right.
it can act. If you,
right.
you know, if you bash your body against a wall infinity times, theoretically, one of those times you'll go through
right.
the wall.
Right.
Hypothetically.
Right. Hypothetically, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Is more of a philosophical corner, but I appreciate
as far as
the observation.
As far as philosophically.
as far as this, I don't believe you. I mean, at a certain point, Nikki, you're just like pointing out people who are like either
stupid.
I don't want to say stupid or just like purely had a brain fart and said
okay,
something.
Okay, this
like
is
absurd.
Something.
That's not grammar.
This is something I noticed. Yeah. People will say as far as when there's no need for it. So they'll say something like, Nikki is good as far as running a business. And I'm like, you mean Nikki is good at running a bit? Like why wouldn't you just say at instead of as far?
Unless it's purely hypothetical, but, wait, what was the sentence again? Say it again.
Or they'll say
Nikki is.
Say it again.
Is good at as far as running. A business.
Nikki is good as far as running a business.
Yeah. Nikki is good, comma, as far as running a business.
But you know, I get it, Nikon. It can make sense.
No, like I'm not saying Nikki is good in general. I'm not saying Nikki is a good person. I'm saying as far as running a business goes, Nikki is good.
Why wouldn't you just say at?
Otherwise,
because
he's not.
Why wouldn't you just say at, which is less words?
Otherwise, Nikki's just an awful.
Less efficient thing. And then there's some examples where you don't even need the extra word. You're just adding as far as, but you could. I'm trying to think of the example.
Don't you find yourself in certain situations where sometimes you're speaking a sentence and you go in a certain direction, and you pivot.
Yes.
And whatever collateral is left behind is still part of that sentence.
Absolutely.
Okay, here's another example where a no extra word is needed.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm
going running with suspense. Bit. Yeah. This is good stuff. This is content. All of this is content.
You know, what if somebody...
Oh, yeah. Things are going great. Things are going great as far as running the business. When you could just say things are going great running the business.
Yeah.
You know?
No, because it's in the same way. You say things are going great as far as the running the business goes, but everything else in my life sucks. You know?
Yeah. It adds a little, I don't know, color to the sentence. I don't know. I get it.
Then if you're going to say as far as, make sure to say goes or is concerned, please.
And you caught me last week doing the same thing, and I wish we had spent a little moment on it because I don't remember what was like. It's interesting to in that moment. Do you remember this? I think it would have been interesting to take a step back and be like, what was I thinking there? Like, why did I rush over it?
Well, maybe it's because you didn't know exactly where your thought was going, and so it was almost as if.
Yeah.
Like the end of the thought.
It's almost a filibuster to get you to where you're going or something.
Right. But I will say way to avoid the whole situation is instead of saying as far as, you can say as for.
As for? Yes. As for.
True.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. As for blah, blah, blah.
What if that was a way of people's filibustering style was they just... They pretended they were needed. They couldn't remember what they were going to say next, and they left us in suspense. But they really just wanted to take up time. Like
that's pretty. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I had one more thing to say. Oh, I can't
remember.
And
then every time somebody tries to cut them off, it's like, no, wait. I almost have it. Yeah, yeah. Ah, crap! I lost it.
And they're like, okay, next.
I got it again.
I forgot.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington would be a whole different kind of movie if he were to do that.
Try to do it, Nikki, with your Jimmy Stewart impression.
No. I've got a thought here. Wait. Hold on a second. Wait a gosh darn second. I got it. Let me think here.
I think we're just going to move on here.
All right.
You're supposed to continue after.
Oh, no. Hold on. I've got it. I thought you were actually moving.
No, you're telling
me to stop doing the impression.
It's all very good acting on both sides, I guess.
I guess I was such a good actor, it seemed like I was actually moving on.
Ooh, conceited over here much.
No, I mean, Nikon said so.
Yeah, he took the compliment. He owned it.
Anything to add to the grammar corner?
I got nothing. I feel like that was a pretty. I mean, you know, we don't need to drag
the decent
segments.
Save it for
grammar corner.
Save
to
it
be a
for
grammar episode.
Save
you know,
it
I think that was
for next time.
What is this grammar episode? All of a sudden, yeah. Cool.
we're going to turn the corner and go on to our main topic, which is, I don't know, actually.
We had, you wrote a couple down last
actually,
week, right?
We did have a couple,
I wrote a
right?
couple down. We got horoscopes. We got best way to die. would you go to space?
Oh,
let's
God,
do best
man,
way
that,
to die.
That's a bad
like that
way to laugh
the
right there.
I feel like, what do we want? Would you go to space? Horoscopes, I think, is something I thought of and I just wrote down. Like, do you buy into that or whatever? And then best way to die. I think,
oh, would you go to outer space? That was a
yeah,
one.
Yeah, would you go to outer space?
That is pretty neato of an idea to talk about.
Okay, but I like that because I know somebody close to me who wouldn't go to space if they had the opportunity. So,
all right, let's do it. Let's get into it.
Okay, wait, but hold on.
Should I...
Oh, Nikki, maybe you should be moderator.
I think I'll be a moderator.
It's been a long time since you have been. I don't know.
Well, it's been a few episodes since I've been. Yeah, I'll be a moderator.
Cool. Max, do you have a preference?
To go to outer space? I mean, I would go to outer space, yes.
All right, then I'll take the no. I would, for the record, I would myself. And this has been a debate with one of my close friends. He's like, he's always shocked when I tell him that I would. So the whole thing is I would go to space knowing that I could never return.
Yeah. So, okay. So that,
that's an interesting side bar, we can
further add layers to the conversation as we go along.
Sure.
So let's start out with just your basic.
Nikon's taking pro space.
No,
I have to take
going,
no. I'm taking anti-space.
Anti-space.
Because I just like arguing so
or
much.
Anti-matter,
that
actually.
Stance.
Anti-matter, maybe.
Well,
because it's space anyway.
Okay, so
anti-matter.
You guys were debating whether or not you would go to space if you had the opportunity. Nikon
yes.
is taking against that idea, and Max is pro that. Now, I just want to start it off by saying our older brother, Brent, would actually not go to space if he had the opportunity to do it. So, Nikon
really?
Or
all
Max,
right.
do you want to start? Who?
Well, yeah, let me start just by saying
sure.
It's all like I think our whole sense of what is possible and what should be possible for just the average person to do has been skewed by all these billionaires like starting their little pet projects with,
sure.
like, you know, these rocket ship companies. A penis measuring competition. I'd hate to use the, let's not even go there, but space is not, space is a place that doesn't want anything to live. And so it's kind of, I don't know, it speaks to our hubris. Or again, I'm talking about when it comes to like space exploration, that is a totally different thing. I think humans should be exploring space. Absolutely. Do
this is a personal
you
thing.
And I, just by sheer virtue of having an interest in going to space, deserve to go to space without having any training? Or I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I'm just saying I wouldn't. Yeah, it's a dangerous place to be. You're more likely than not to die in space if you go to space. Just
really,
because,
is that true?
I mean, I think I just using. Well, okay, this is all just talking out of my butt here. But think of all the training. Okay, think of all the people who have been to space, and how many of those have been amateurs who have had, I don't know, just enough money to pay for a seat up there? And how many of those are people who have trained basically their whole lives and learned a lot about what to do in certain situations to ensure their survival? And even in that case, you're not really ensuring it, right? Not to mention the chance of dying on takeoff. It's just
this is a morbid
long opening statement. Argument.
I mean, well, sorry, I'm just like I'm trying to find the arguments because I don't know. I guess I wouldn't.
Well,
I'm not,
you could argue
I'm
this.
I'm not curious enough about the experience of it.
Well, Nikon,
to put myself through that.
You could argue what happened with this Titanic expedition thing recently, which is kind of a similar thing where rich people paid to go into the submarine situation to go see the remains of.
That's an extreme case because, like, I mean, that's a very extreme case, which is why I started to talk about it. But it's like, that's just like almost like punching down because, like, they went out of their way to not be regulated and, like, ignored all of the warning signs. And I think while we know very little about, you know, deep sea and all that kind of stuff, the sheer prospect of getting into space doesn't allow for that kind of corner cutting. But right. It is, yes, an example of hubris and all that kind of stuff. So,
anyway, just to correct Bryce Shaw real quick, he's put, "I want to go to space, Dad," Jake Gyllenhaal in November Sky, but it's actually October Sky is the movie. But anyway,
go good on, correction. Sorry. That's a worthwhile correction. What is, that's a quote from the movie.
Well, he wrote November Sky, but the movie's called October Sky.
But I want anyway, to Max, space go ahead. Dad is the quote.
Now, I think Nikon, you almost hit it on the nail before in your argument against it, but we as humans have an inherent desire to explore the unknown and want to know actually from where we came. We are all the product of space dust of, and going into space is further exploring not only the unknown, but
I'm allergic
further
to the space
exploring
dust.
Our origins actually. And sure. Being able to be closer on other levels to that than just being on Earth, I think is something is inherent in every one of us. Maybe not every one of us, but sure. Definitely us that think the about species, our existence. Certainly. And I think a lot of people think about our existence.
Sure.
And so why not want to explore that? That is and people who have been so lucky to go to space – and come back successfully.
He knew exactly where he left off. Too.
Always talk about. Well, I listened to the recording. You interrupted it.
It would have been not. Nobody would have noticed. And when we put it out,
people have been so lucky to go to space and come back successfully. Always talk about
successfully
the great beauty that they were able to behold and how indescribable it is, ineffable. That you couldn't possibly put it into words unless, and you can only know it truly if you actually went to space and saw not only the stars that you're
agreed.
Beholding and the space around you and the weightlessness you experience, but also seeing Earth from outer space. How
agreed,
great
but
a cool thing is that you're never able to see that in your life.
Space,
something that
the
you
final
live
frontier.
On throughout your entire life, you're never able to step away for a bit and see it from as an observer. Isn't that pretty interesting? I think
that
is
pretty interesting. It's not cool, but it's interesting.
It is cool.
Well, I just want to kind of point out that you just described two very different experiences. One are I don't know, phenomena. One being that of the urge for exploration, and the latter being more about consumption. Let's just be clear that if you or I were to go into space, there wouldn't be any exploration being done. It's tourism. It's space tourism. You're not, it's not like, oh, thank God Nikon's up in space now so we can go explore stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, thanks for the ride up to space. Wow, my life has been changed. This is very whatever, but like, I'm not contributing anything. In fact, I don't know, all the resources that are going into me going into space, in theory, it could be put into actual explorative endeavors.
Hypothetically.
If we, as far as hypothetically, it's, and if we've learned anything from Airplane 2, space tourism can cause a lot of problems.
Wait, I want to argue against that, actually. It's not about, it's your personal exploration. When you go to Israel, when you go to like a different country, you're exploring that personally for yourself for the first time, probably, even though it's all been discovered already. I mean, it's about personal exploration. So it's my desire to want to explore what is unknown to me.
He's got a point there.
All right, Nikon. I'll give you that. Hey, you know what? I'll give you that.
It's funny because we have this clip that I'm going to post in a couple days from a past episode where, Nikon, you get tripped up over arguing for why regular cigarettes are worse than e-cigarettes. And it's a really funny sequence. You'll see. It's really funny because you...
Well, don't you, ruin it. Don't ruin it. We'll just watch the clip. But
you concede in the end, though, but it's funny.
Well, just at least on that argument. But what was I going to say? Oh, great. What was I going to say? Wait, I can't do Jimmy Stewart as well as Nikki. Darn it, man, I can't remember the thing I was going to bring up.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Can we hear, do we know Brett's arguments against?
I think he just feels.
I remember.
He feels one. Okay, so, and this is something maybe you haven't thought of yet, Nikon, but you can piggyback off on it if you want. People often say, astronauts say that when they return from space, their bodies have changed biologically in some way, you know, and so they feel different. It might affect your psyche somehow. There have been cases of PTSD from having
really?
Been in space.
Is that true?
Yeah.
PTSD?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've also actually that does spark something. Like I've heard of people feeling less connected to their fellow humans after such an experience and just kind of like almost not having any reason to live anymore, but just like there's like they're knowing that their greatest like experience is behind them and everything else is just like kind of a relative numbness. And then, you know, coupled with like feeling alone because you're one of very, 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 very few people have had that experience.
That's interesting, Nikon, that you bring that up. I mean, this is a different subject matter, but in the Beatles, it took Paul McCartney, I think a year or something like that, or maybe he took acid for the first time after the other Beatles did. And
oh, interesting.
And John and George were... they were just really laudatory about the effects of it and how much it changed their perspective on the world, I guess. And they kept basically, it was almost alienating Paul actually. And he felt kind of annoyed by it actually. And I think he held out for a while, maybe because he didn't like that feeling of like, almost like this defiance in a way.
Of alienation.
But
get it? Because of space. Anyway, we'll be here all night. Don't forget
nope.
to keep your waitresses.
We'll be back after these messages. Anyway, so it took him a while, but they just had this experience that it was almost like I'm better than you type of thing almost. It was weird, but I don't think that was their intention, but it,
sure, probably not, yeah.
But they actually did think that. No, but, just kidding.
But he did eventually, as we know, take acid. And he was
it's one of those things you can't explain. You either experience it or it's, you know, failed attempts that fall short of the actual experience.
I just did yes. want to go off on a brief
Nikki
tangent real quick.
Nikki, the moderator, has to raise his hand.
I want to go off on a brief tangent real quick because I forgot to mention this earlier, and it has to do with the Beatles. The Beatles. And because our friend Kevin, who when he was younger was a
name
really
drop.
Huge... when he used to be a huge Beatles fan, and now he doesn't like them all, and he thinks the Rolling Stones
what?
Are a lot better. Anyway, I just want to say this.
Makes you.
Can I just say
you're
shook.
That's just weird. You're shivering with
anger. I just
anger.
Want to say this. Yeah. The Rolling Stones, I wrote this down, by the way. The Rolling Stones were not innovators. They were copycats. Sure, they had a few hits here and there and a lot of filler, but they were pure style. But for every artist they copied, there was an innovative artist who did it much better than them. James Brown, The Kinks, The Animals, Chubby Checker, Elvis Presley, The Isley Brothers, and yes, The Beatles. So even though you're entitled to prefer the sound of the Rolling Stones over the Beatles, and you'd be wrong, there is no debating how much more innovative and influential the Beatles were and remain than the Rolling Stones were. Heck, they influenced the copycat Rolling Stones many times over. There you go.
Well, that's pretty darn harsh. But hey, listen, I'm not
so
gonna,
Kevin,
I'm not
if you
gonna...
listen to this episode, you know what I'm saying.
For the record, that's a very harsh.
It is pretty harsh.
Antagonization of the Stones, but it is. That's it not is. What this episode's about.
Look, yeah. Look, they have a few tunes that are good. Anyway, well,
I do want to bring anyway, it back. Bring it back to space.
Tangents are formed here on Splitting Hairs. That's the motto. Okay.
I do want to say
reining it back in. Okay.
So for me personally, I know this isn't an argument because it is personal, but I personally have always been interested in astronomy and astrophysics. Every time I see some sort of article in my feed about space or something that they've just been discovering in physics, even on the quantum level, actually, I think that's all very interesting. I almost decided, I took this astronomy class in college in my freshman first semester, and I almost was like, oh my God, do I want to major in astrophysics? Do I want to do this? And I was like, can I double major that and music? And then I ultimately thought, well, I can spend my whole life trying to figure something out in astrophysics and not actually ever finding something.
Sure.
But I can always create music. So,
well, here's a question to you, or a question to the universe, I guess. How many astrophysicists have been to space?
Does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many astrophysicists have been to space? And I guess my main point is, not a lot.
No, I don't think. Given the astrophysicists, I don't know.
I'm sure one or two.
Maybe.
It's usually like former.
Pilots and stuff like that. Which brings me to my actual point. So, first point is you can not only be interested in space but obsessed with it to the point where you get your PhDs and all that kind of stuff and dedicate your life to it, mm-hmm. which is separate from putting your body and mind through all of that stuff. Like I get carsick on the subway.
Oh, well, the subway is like, that makes sense, actually.
No, a car makes more sense because it's more jerky.
Really? You get carsick in the subway?
The subway is so jerky.
It is. Anyway, my point is I get carsick in a car. I get carsick in a subway.
I get carsick in a car these days.
I get carsick.
I get carsick in the couch in front
by the
of
way,
the TV.
Gemma.
So what makes you think that you'd be able to, like, you'd be comfortable going in space?
Well, you have preparation.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
You prepare for it.
Yeah. You know what I really wanted to do when I was a kid? I never did. I saw the kids, you know, like on Nickelodeon win a prize to go to space camp. And they got to be in like zero G, you know,
sure,
environment.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that looks so cool and fun.
Looks cool. Probably all of those kids are throwing up right at, like, as soon as they get behind camera.
You're just, projecting your own, you're projecting
projectile vomiting
your own.
One of these days you guys are going to make me earnestly laugh off of wordplay, but I don't think today is that day.
Oh, whoa.
Hey now.
Actually, I don't like, I don't know why I said shots are fired. I don't like using that expression.
I hate that expression.
Oh my God,
I can't believe you just said that,
I like
that,
it, especially if you use it ironically, which it seems like you were just doing.
Well, I wasn't. I was actually earnestly using it. Wordplay again, huh? Is that
well,
make
let's,
you laugh?
Gemma Leslie says real quick, do you think we should get Brent on the horn real quick to just say why he...
I don't think that is maybe feasible right now, because...
What are you talking about? I could just call him, and if he picks up, he picks up. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Oh, no, but for him to be actually a part of this...
No,
he doesn't. No. Just, like, put your phone to it.
I
think it's
worth
the call.
And then, all right,
worth the call, not worth anything else.
And maybe that'll be the way we sort of wrap it up, I guess.
Let's give it a shot.
I like that.
I have a final thing to say, though, to really wrap it up.
And then, we can...
We'll do closing.
Let's try Brent. Let's try kicking it up a notch. Would you go to space knowing you would never come back? And then
Yes, you're right. You're right about that.
And then,
all right, let's see if he picks up.
Let's get Brent on the horn.
By the way, I know some of you guys are watching. You're probably going to tune into the chicken coop soon after we end this. That's Brent and Laura's. Hello.
Good timing.
Hello, Brent. You know, Houston, we have a problem. I always remember this Nickelodeon magazine from when I was, like, I think in fourth grade, where Whitney Houston was on the cover. And it said, Whitney Houston, we have a problem. Something like that.
Can you hear me?
I think I just earnestly laugh off of wordplay.
But it wasn't me making it up. It was Nickelodeon Magazine.
They got the best comedic chops.
The best comedic chops in the business, like Nickelodeon Magazine.
But I'm laughing at the cheesiness. I'm not laughing because that's true. Like, yeah. But it's it was an earnest laugh nonetheless. So,
we're getting a ring.
We're getting a ring.
Oh, you didn't get
it. I thought he had picked up, but
you were just listening to us.
I couldn't hear what.
Actually, hey, Nikon. Speaking of rings, hey, do you have a landline by any chance? I mean, I'm curious if that's a thing that you would ever get.
I don't.
Nowadays.
I don't. My parents still have theirs.
My older brother, well, has to. He doesn't have a cell phone. Actually, never had one.
Oh, that's pretty. I would.
Well, you know what? It doesn't seem like he's picking up, guys.
But they're rare, actually. Now,
I'd like to. I would love.
That to get Brent on the
pretty
phone.
Pretty cool. To like just have a landline
yeah.
and no cell phone.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I could do it. But
you guys, he's not picking up, okay?
He has an answering machine, right?
He does.
Of course. Actually, what's funny is, granted, my sister does have a kid, but he is easier to get a hold of than my sister, who has a cell phone and a landline, actually.
So Brent didn't pick up.
Okay.
Maybe he'll call back.
Maybe he'll write in sometime.
Maybe. but that does bring a point that our friend Kevin, who was directing the Beatles comic toward.
Name drop. Kevin.
He said,
Kevin who likes
are,
the,
are you guys ever
going to
have guests on again? And I think we should try to have a guest on in the next couple episodes, maybe.
Sure, why not?
But anyway, so let's kick it up a notch. Would you go
let's
to space?
Kick it up a notch.
This is different. You're no longer taking the sides that you were before.
In your own personal opinion. Okay.
Would you go to space knowing you'll never return back?
Oh wow! Now that
so
is,
this is just me. This is not for the sake of debate. This is
me Nikon.
You.
The real Nikon.
The real. The hash. Yeah.
The hashtag real.
I was going to say at the real Nikon.
At the real Nikon.
Sorry, I'm also trying to open
at the
jar
real right. Nikon 129. You can't, it was already taken.
Yeah, because it's already taken. I love it.
He laughed for real, maybe.
I know, but that wasn't wordplay. That
it
was
wasn't just wordplay. I'm not saying I'm impervious to laughter. I'm just saying to humor.
I am impervious to laughter.
Your humor is no match for me.
That's a funny idea.
That's a funny, that's super, a funny like a villain. I'm impervious to laughter. Oh, crap.
That's very good.
Oh, that's like funny.
That's a funny bit.
That could be a bit, Nikki. Write it down.
That's something you write down.
That's something you write down.
So, Nikon, do you want to start it? Are you trying to open something? Is that the case?
Yeah, a jar.
It's like that Kirby.
Well, maybe you need a superhero.
Yeah, who's impervious to laughter.
Impervious.
Damn it. Okay, that's good. That's a good one. I hope Max is leaning in because he's writing something down.
I am.
That'd be funny if he was just leaning in. He's like, I like this idea.
It's like, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well. That'd be funny if, you know, on Zoom, yeah, like, you're trying to hear better as you lean in.
Instead of doing this,
funny. Whenever we get on Zoom with our dad, every time
he's
like, I can't see you.
And it's like, can you guys see me? I'm like, move back.
My dad will have it facing the ceiling. And he's like, I can't see you. It's like, well, I can't open this jar. That's driving me
crazy. That's fun. That reminds me of that Curb Enthusiasm episode where they're all trying to open the pickle jar.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't do it.
Wait. Are we listening? We're hearing another laugh.
Okay, so it's his fiance in the background.
My fiance. Where did my fiance go? I don't know.
I would do it.
You would do it?
Okay,
no way.
Okay. Here are the stakes.
I didn't say
we
steaks.
We got ribeye, New York strip.
You got a steak. Nope, not laughing at that one for sure.
I know. That one obviously not going to laugh at.
The options are
so stupid. Actually,
you go to
that was such a yeah. I know.
The options are: you go to space, knowing you will never return, mm-hmm. or you don't go to space, knowing you will never have the opportunity to go to space.
Whoa.
Wait. Say it one more time. Just so
that's actually not
so
that
we get
big
that
deal,
again.
Actually,
that's a big deal. Cause it's like, all right, no, I'm going to hold out. I'm going to say no now, but like with the understanding that maybe, you know, sometime in 20 years, there will be an opportunity outside of this, whatever this hypothetical, where I might go to space.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is your life, you know, if you enjoy life right now, for instance, yeah. And you opted, if I decide not to go to space now, that means I won't ever be able to go to space.
Yes.
Your life won't be any different, you know? So in other words,
no, but it will be because I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of like an optimist in on all fronts. And I think that, I don't know, 20, 30, 50 years from now, it's going to be a lot more accessible for the average Joe, not a rich person, to go to space. I believe that.
Well,
so
if
I were to agree mm-hmm. to take that option off the table, then that would change the trajectory of my life. Because I actually do believe that at some point it's not unlikely that I'll have the opportunity.
And you would take that opportunity.
I would.
So you would be Gary Sinise in Mission to Mars.
Haven't seen it, but yes.
I ruined
actually,
the movie for you.
Weirdly
sorry.
Enough, directed by Brian De Palma. Not a Brian De Palma kind of movie, actually.
So weird that it's directed by, but it's not like.
Max, what would you do?
I mean, knowing I can never return. I mean, look, I have too many loved ones that I just. Well, actually, that's another question. That's another caveat. Can I bring people with me?
Yes.
Okay. But they'd have to
that,
agree.
Max, bringing that up reminds me of. It reminds me of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You've seen it, Nikon, no?
Yeah, I hated it. I don't get it. I don't get
what?
I don't.
Oh
I hate
God.
That movie.
God, you have no
movie.
Heart.
Hate it.
I
hate it.
Loved
it's really
it.
Good. Next topic.
It's so good.
It's
oh my God.
And it's weird. It's
I cheered up twice at
it is strange
the end.
That he.
No, don't ruin the ending,
spoiler,
Max.
Well.
Don't.
It's a 70-year-old movie. What do you want?
It's no.
What is it?
Dude, it's no. So I can't believe you hate it. Why would you hate that?
I will admit that I was sleepy when I was watching it, and that has a huge impact on my experience while I'm watching movies. I've
absolutely.
Noticed. So,
absolutely.
So I
absolutely.
Should give it another chance.
Yes.
But I really, really didn't like it.
Oh my God. How did you really not like it? What?
Because I was just like, I was like, okay, I get how somebody 45 years ago, like was like, whoa, this is a great movie or whatever. Cause it's like, I hated it.
I didn't find any of the relationships interesting.
I didn't find any of the, like the character arcs to be interesting.
That is insane. And the membranus regionis. I that was one of my favorite movies that I watched during the quarantine actually. But I will say this, give it another shot when you're fully awake.
Yeah.
And when you're fully erect, actually. because I rewatched The Red Shoes during the quarantine. And when I first watched it when I was a freshman in college, mm-hmm. I was a little sleepy maybe. Thought it was kind of boring.
And a little sleazy,
but
actually.
When I rewatched it during the quarantine, my God, I loved it. It became one of my favorite movies of all time, actually. So
the Red Shoes?
Yeah, The Red Shoes.
All right.
Have you seen The Red Shoes?
I haven't seen The Red Shoes.
Oh, Martin Scorsese, favorites of all time.
Oh, one of his favorites. I was like, this is...
Powell and Pressburger.
Powell and Pressburger.
I recognize the... It's on my watch list, and I recognize the makeup. So anyway.
Just saying... your fiance should watch this too if she hasn't, because it's all about a ballet dancer, you know?
That might be why it's on my list. You might have recommended it a while ago.
But anyway, I'm going to bring it back to the main topic here. Yep. Would I go to space knowing I can never come back home?
Yes. And let's say, no, you can't bring anybody along.
Oh, no, I just couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
Here's the thing, though. We're all going to die.
I don't want to live out. Here's the thing. I've thought about this. Even at my lowest points.
Yeah.
You know, even when you've thought, what's the point to it all?
Sure.
I would be so, I feel it would be very selfish, and I'd be so sad for the people that I loved that they would be really sad. You know, I wouldn't want them to be, not to make it seem like I'm the greatest person in the world, but I am an important part of their lives. Sure. And I don't want them to feel an emptiness, a void of me not being in their lives anymore.
Here's the thing. You are going to die.
Yes,
and when you do, you are going to bring sadness to whomever is left in your life.
Yes, but that hopefully happens at a very late age.
Right, but isn't it kind of nice to do it on your own terms? And wouldn't that give you, like, if somebody you loved were to take that choice and say, I'm going to space. I love you. And I understand this is painful, but like, I want to go to space. I just need to. I'm drawn to it. Wouldn't you feel a little comforted knowing that you were never going to see that person again of their own volition, as opposed to they, you know, died of natural causes.
I don't know. I couldn't know unless I was in the actual situation.
Yeah.
You know?
I just,
sure.
But I will say this.
It depends on what age I am. You know,
if it happened right now, I'd say there would be so many
experiences on Earth that I haven't experienced it
sure.
with my family and the people I love that I just would say I cannot do that, you know?
All right. Final twist. I get it. Final twist. Would you do it if you knew you had 5 years to live?
Do I not get a say in this?
Oh, yeah. I guess we're post-moderation.
I just want to say that... I wouldn't do it either, but I would actually be down for my corpse to be sent into space, actually, never to return. Maybe other life could find it and
reanimate it.
Yeah, or
I wasn't even thinking about that.
there's beings like this somewhere out there.
Darn yeah, handsome, if I may.
It'd probably get ruined by the time they found it.
Burn up in some, probably be preserved. Or get pulled apart in some gravitational pool.
Well, if it was in some kind of casing that preserved it.
Sure,
anyway,
sure.
Your last thing, and we got to wrap this up, okay?
Yeah, actually, Nikki,
but that's another thing, actually.
So what was the thing? If you had 5 years?
You have 5 years to live. No brainer for me, obviously. I'm the guy going in my late 30s, so...
Yeah, no, I mean, if I had 5 years to live, oh boy, actually, that is tough, actually. That actually makes it even more,
If I had 5 years to live...
You know what, actually, I wouldn't go. That makes it even more...
I'm not saying you have 5 years to live today. I'm saying it's the last 5 years of your life, whether it's you're 90...
Do you have to go right then and there, or could you go after 3 years?
Nope. You have to go right then and there.
Again, it's age specific. If I were 80 or 90, absolutely I would go. That would be like going to space and never to return would be a great farewell to my life.
It's a great
way
to die. Yeah.
I mean,
you could go to your own funeral.
A fulfilling life, you know? It would be like, totally. I'm putting this is really the icing on the cake. And
totally.
And that's a really rich, icing too at that.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
And Nikon, you would obviously go, right?
I would go, yeah. No,
would I go? I don't know.
What?
Maybe.
If you were late in your life?
I don't know. I like the idea of just hopefully there'll be a significant other with me at the point. Maybe they would have passed away.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Eventually,
but
you're going
to... I do like the idea of just being relaxing and just dying in my sleep next to them, you know?
Now, this is a good transition to our next episode, which is perhaps how would you want to go, you know?
Right, yeah.
Anyway,
that would be a great
way to go, to die in space.
Well, let's not burn material for next week.
As you might burn in the atmosphere of some other planet.
So let's bring it all back. Final argument for the original debate. Final closing statement. What was the joke?
I'll get you one of these days.
I'll get you one of these days, Nikon.
I'll get you one of these days. I am impervious to laughter.
I am impervious to laughter.
Damn it. Crap.
Damn it. closing argument for the original debate, which was, if you had a choice to go to space, would you go? Right now. Nikon.
Is this the real Nikon or the one that's in the argument?
This is the fake at fake Nikon 129.
Yeah. Okay. I would not, because it's a waste of resources. There are, you know, leave the exploration to the explorers. And I get car sick. What am I doing going to freaking space? No.
What am I doing freaking going to space?
What am I doing going to space? I'm over here. I'm walking here. Go to space all the time.
I'm flying over here.
What am I walking over here? What am I flying over here?
I'm walking over here. I'm walking on air over here. I'm in zero gravity over here. I'm walking in the air. Moonwalking over here.
That's my closing statement.
There's that episode of The Simpsons where they land in New York, the airplane, and the airplane goes, I'm landing here.
So stupid. It's really stupid. I'm landing.
Max, what about you?
Yes, I mean, as I said in the beginning, and I'll close with it, I feel like that's what our debates have been in the past few times. It's like an opening and a closing, and that's really it. Because we've been talking about so much other stuff. But it is man's inherent desire to explore. And why, what is this, leave the exploring up to the explorers? No, who gets to decide who the explorers are? Be an explorer, be a venturer. That's why do we travel the world and explore countries that we don't know about? Because we want to get to know the unknown, and we want to get to, when we get to know the unknown, we actually get to know ourselves a bit better, actually. Part of the reason we go to space is to explore, as I said, from where we come. We come from space. We're all space dust. We're all made of the same particles that come from really the Big Bang, actually, you know? And I think when we can explore more of that, we get to know a little bit more of ourselves. To create the universe, you first must bake an apple pie.
It's, you know, Carl Sagan. I'd like to close with this. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. It's 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds.
He's doing Sean Connery.
To seek out new life and new civilizations.
Sean, Patrick Stewart.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
There we go. We got Patrick Stewart at the end there. Nice. Good.
Thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max. Forgot to say. This? If you're not already subscribed, please subscribe on YouTube to the Splitting Hairs podcast YouTube channel, which hopefully you're watching on right now. If you're not, please do so. And
at
YouTube.com. No, you slash just at Splitting Hairs podcast.
You don't even, you just nowadays just put it at Splitting Hairs podcast.
Okay.
That's all you need.
And whatever podcast platform you're listening to, please follow us, rate and review us. Thank you very much for tuning in to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon.
Keep tuning in.
Bye-bye.